What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herndon deal. Chris Herndon joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Jump by Chris Cross, an eternal classic from the early 90s, in honor of Luke Kennard, who got up high for his first dunk since the 2019-2020 season.
In order, playing Jump in honor of Luke Kennard. Now, did he know it was 5 years, or
I didn't have time, but people descended upon Basketball Reference or Stathead or whatever, wherever they went. To figure
find
that out.
The last.
I'm sure Ross Wooden came up with that and fed it to Rob Fisher, who then told Luke Kennard.
5 years since he had dunked, and there was great merriment about it. Dunk.
Well, it was funny because he turned and looked at the bench like, ha ha, did you see that? Before he'd ever hit the floor. You know?
So it is funny. You go to a game, and you never know what you're going to get.
Nope.
That's one of the joys of it. How does a. Like you wrote about it, again, I've tweeted out the piece. You wrote about it, particularly the first half, which was a romp, 78 points in the 30-point lead in the first half. How do you feel about a joyful romp? Where does that, like, is that, that's a fun, right, in its own way?
It's high. I'm a believer in enjoying the game for the game and not for the context always of what it means right. And what it says and what it, or does this mean they'll win a title or not?
Right.
To me, the 48 minutes is a self-contained thing. It's like, you know, like it could be like, you know, what does a painting mean? Well, it can just look good. You know? I enjoy, there's a line somewhere in the game story I came up with in the first half and then the second half went awry. But I still use it anyway. This idea of like, you know, not every game can be high drama, but if it can't, you hope it's a playground. And like, to me, those are the two good kind of games.
Right.
The high drama games and the playground games. And I think they're both great.
So the first half was thoroughly a playground game.
Yeah.
What were some of the playground highlights? What were some of the moments that stuck out?
A lot of it, I mean, you know, the Kennard thing was in the second half and the J Huff happening. Like a real throwback and old school, like all the way back to November of 2024 style J Huff eruption.
Is J Huff, obviously as a player, he's not like anyone who's been on the Grizzlies, but in that role coming off the bench,
there's a regular season microwave. Well, that's not quite okay, where you were. I thought you were going. I have to think about that. I mean, there's a history of the deep bench big men who people really enjoy.
That's true.
Joakim Noah was that.
Right.
Chris Anderson was that. In his own way, Hamed Adati was that.
Hamed Adati was certainly that.
Yeah,
yes.
And so there's been a lot of those in terms of like, you know, Troy Daniels was a guy who would get hot every once in a while, but it was less reliable, I think, than the J Huff.
Is J Huff
the new hotness?
Is a J. very Huff. Useful thing to be able to.
He's a great fifth big.
Great fifth big.
Yeah.
I think it's be in the playoffs.
I think it's a matchup thing. I think he is. he is not in the planned rotation against anybody.
Right.
But it, like last night, he was in the planned rotation, and then you get some foul trouble in the third quarter, and things are, you know, and then you just throw in Jay Huff, right? He's sort of the break in case of emergency guy. I think, you know, if there are injuries, he moves up. And it's like, it's a matchup thing. It's a matchup thing with their front court, I think, in the playoffs. But it, with him, it's also a matchup thing plus a, is someone in foul trouble? Is someone having a bad night? You know, do we need to
do
we need to throw a change
right.
up?
Yeah.
Do we need
yeah.
to reach back and, like, pull out a screwball because, like, the fastballs are being smashed?
Well, it is funny. You know? Given how he's big, he blocks shots, he dunks, and he hits threes, why isn't he better? You know what I mean? Like,
I think over sustained periods of time, the defense can really be taken advantage of. Like, he blocks shots, but he's not a good defender.
Right.
Yeah. Just the lateral quickness and the strength and, like, you know. Like, he wasn't out there stopping, of course, no one else was either, but he wasn't going to be out there stopping Mark Williams, like, you know. And so I think defensively, I think the returns would grow meager over time if you really give him heavy minutes.
So he will get minutes in the playoffs, but not in any sustained way. Right.
Again, I don't think he'll be part of the plan, I think he'll find himself on the floor sometimes.
All right, so you had that happened in the second half. The dunk happened in the second half.
John Morant, like, just devising entirely new ways to make highlights all the time, just literally running back and just jumping up and plucking lob passes out of the air and doing it twice in one half.
You had this great quote from Ja. I don't know if he was asked, were you trying to be creative? And he says...
No, that was not my question. But someone asked him, so it looked like you were really trying to be creative with your different passes out there. And he said, I'm creative.
I am creative. I'm not trying.
Right?
Exactly.
Which is true.
It's a perfect quote.
Yeah.
It's really incisive, efficient. Exactly right. Not trying to be creative. So he plucked that out of the air. And then what led to? Did that lead to a three? That led to
one
a
of
three.
Those. Yeah. The highlight I included led to the Jalen Wallace three. But like, and there was like big man stuff. I wrote about some of that, which I don't think other people like necessarily thought of as a highlight. But the play where Jaren scores on the low block and then going back the other way immediately, Jaren and Zach E just converge on this shot,
right,
and just swallow up like the court for a split second. You know?
Right,
that was pretty cool.
They were not happy, and it didn't sound like it was performative unhappy by Taylor Jenkins.
It wasn't like mad, but it was very like Taylor Jenkins was a little bit more Taylor Jenkins more so than the locker room was like, you know, we're not happy about that, or I don't remember what the quote was, but that's not who we are, that's not who we want to be and all that. The players were more Bain was just more like all business, subdued about it. I mean, Ja was fine. Ja had the funny quotes, but at the same time, he wasn't like exalted.
It
was like,
we gotta
play the 48 minutes. And Luke Kennard was very just even. Luke Kennard was like us watching the game. It was like, like we let go of it a little bit down the stretch, but like that was pretty good, you know?
What's funny is it's exactly, I mean, literally the Memphis Tigers played a bad team from Charlotte Sunday and were up by 19 and ended up like, it is human nature. I don't, you know, it's just human nature.
It didn't bother me except for the fact that I was writing the game story. And then I had to factor that into, I couldn't just write about how fun it was because when the fourth quarter happened. So I had to change my approach a little bit as a writer, but as a, just someone watching the team, I was not upset about the way that went.
So Luke and I,
they were up,
go ahead.
I know it was a 12 points at the end. They were up 17 with like 4 minutes to go. It was never, the game was never in doubt.
Santi got sick. Santi was sick, right?
Yep.
So that was the issue with Santi. Luke Kennard, who has been talked about in trades, you believe was offered in a trade.
He was.
Not because they don't like him, but because of the contracts. And he, like, whatever. Like, right. He was offered in trade. But also saw his role diminished. Seen his role ascend.
It's real debatable in retrospect whether that trade, if it had happened, would have been good for the Grizzlies or not. You know? I mean, Kennard's been good. Kennard's probably been better the last 3 weeks than Dorian Finney-Smith has. You know? Who knows?
That is true. And of course, the question is, will he be good in meaningful games against meaningful teams, right? I mean, his minutes have reasserted themselves. What do you make of the
real question? The real question when you're talking about playoff basketball, Luke Kennard's one of the best shooters in the world. We know this, right? This is not new, it's review. And he's had a little stretch of health, and that's been an issue for him over his career, staying healthy. So he's been healthy. He's a good shooter. He's played with a lot of confidence lately, both like hunting and taking shots and also being aggressive as a ball handler passer. So when he is healthy and playing with that level of confidence, he's a terrific offensive player.
Right.
The question when you get the context of playoff basketball, Luke Kennard by himself is that a player who's going to hold up defensively in deep playoff basketball. Right. But on top of that, Luke Kennard and John Morant on the floor together.
Right.
The offensive potential is immense of Luke Kennard and John Morant on the floor together. The defensive peril is pretty big with Luke Kennard and John Morant on the floor together. I think that's a big question.
We've been talking about this for a long time.
Like, yeah, no, it hasn't been tested. They traded for him 2 years ago, and it hasn't really been tested.
He gets hurt in the playoffs against the Lakers.
And then the last season blows up, so we don't really know.
Now, one of the original thoughts when they acquired him was, we think he's better as a ball handler than he has ever showed or had an opportunity to be.
Since he was in Detroit. He handled the ball in Detroit. He went to the Clippers. He became just a spot-up shooter. And they believed when they traded for him, and I was told this like when the trade happened, like we think he can do more than just spot up. We think he can get back to being a little bit more dynamic player. And that's what we've seen in the last few weeks. We have.
Yeah, and he's used in that way. So in the second half, Mark Williams, highly efficient, 18 field goal attempts, 38 points. So does it highlight a concern with the center rotation?
Maybe. It should also be take this game and Zach Edey, spend your summer watching it and think this could be you. Mark Williams is in year three. Zach Edey, this could be you someday. You could have games like Mark Williams just had. You could do this too. Because it's an enormity thing, right? In terms of standing reach, it's like Wimby, Mark Williams, and Zach Edey, and that's like the top three in the league, right? Maybe. I think Edey had a good first 6 or 7 minutes and then kind of petered out. Could it be an issue? Of course it could be an issue. I don't think an issue they're going to fix other than, by spending the next half of the season,
Edey getting better.
I think it is what it is.
You've been very consistent. You don't think it's an issue they're going to fix. Is it because there's no fix out there or because you think they're happy with what they have or some column A, column B?
I don't think someone out there you would expend assets on and want to give minutes over Zach Edey. I just don't see it.
Right. All right. So the Grizzlies win that one. They got the Pelicans next, and then they have the Jazz as we're into this little bit of a breather part of the schedule. Some interesting things happen around the league. First of all, the Cavs had the opportunity to knock off the Rockets. That was not helpful. Darius Garland missing free throws. But Sacramento, since the much criticized coaching change, 10-2, they're lifting themselves back into it.
That team has a really talented starting lineup. It has had pretty good health. It does not have a lot of depth. And so I think there's a pretty hard ceiling on that team, but if their best guys are healthy and they're playing with better spirit, could they be the fifth, sixth best team in the West and keep trending up and be sort of a dangerous team? Yeah, but I don't, I think that's the ceiling on them. I just think the depth in the defense is such.
But could get out of the, right now they're in the play-in, they could lift themselves. I mean, let's be honest.
What is it, two games? I don't have it in front of me.
They're right there. What's amazing is, so Oklahoma City's way up, and then you got.
They're a game back of fifth right now.
Right, so there's a pretty clear top four, don't you think?
I think Dallas has had so many problems now.
And Lively's out for two months.
That Dallas floating back up, they're now 4.5 games back at Denver at 4. I think there's a very high probability that the top four in the West, may not be this order, but the top four in the West will be the current top four in the West. Yeah.
And then who knows? Giant scrum. And what will be tricky is
5 through 12 could be a toss up. If San Antonio makes some trade or Stephon Castle is a good second half.
And it's also tricky who you end up drawing. Right now it looks like Grizzlies could be 2, 3, or 4. Right, pretty clearly Grizzlies could be 2, 3, or 4.
Yep.
Who they end up they'll may pop up and down between that 2, 3, and 4. But then who you end up drawing in the first round, it could be a Phoenix team that has gotten Jimmy Butler. It could be a Dallas team that's getting healthy and is terrifying. It's really going to be an interesting,
The last two playoffs the Grizzlies played in, was it 2021, 2022, something like that? They were the higher seed. They're 2 seed both times. They were in the first year. This came in the second round, so they were the 2, and Golden State was the 3. And then the next year, they were the 2. Los Angeles was the 7. In both cases, they were the higher seed. But the team across from them had the bigger, more proven stars who had had more team success.
And might even have been.
And that might happen, too.
I can even ask Jeffrey from a gambling perspective. Jeffrey, he's not listening. Jeffrey's tuning
like
in.
I wonder
if they were underdogs. The Grizzlies might have been, according to Las Vegas.
I think that Lakers series was considered very toss-up-ish going into it. But, like, the Grizzlies have been the higher seed looking across the court at Steph Curry, and then they were the higher seed looking across the court at LeBron James. And, yeah, they could be the higher seed looking across the court at Kevin Durant. That could happen.
Yeah, or at Luka.
Yeah.
Which would be the worst.
A little bit different in a situation. Like, I'm thinking about guys who have, like, one title.
Right. Okay, speaking of that, it was interesting. We had more Jimmy Butler news. He was suspended again for 2 games for missing a team flight. It is interesting. Someone sent me a whole segment on ESPN yesterday where Bobby Marks was saying the Grizzlies basically should trade for Jimmy Butler. Like, they spent 7 minutes or whatever, a good chunk of time talking about Jimmy Butler.
I think it was on Kevin O'Connor's podcast. So there's a couple things there. Yeah, I mean, we talk all the time about what teams should do, shouldn't do, whatever. There's still no real, like, basis of the Grizzlies. There's still no reporting that the Grizzlies have tried to do this, right? It's just that that's what they should do. And I wrote a long piece about it, and I concluded that under certain circumstances, I think they should do it too. But the thing about it, most of these national media conversations about this on various podcasts and shows, they just hand wave the $52 million player option. And, like, I'm sorry, but that's the first item on the list of why this might not happen. Like, that and whether Jimmy Butler would you don't want an upset so Jimmy Butler. They just hand wave that like that's like, well, there's that complication. You're like, no. You got to deal with that on the front end. That's not just another thing back there.
And if the Grizzlies were interested in Jimmy Butler, and if Jimmy Butler would say, sure, you know what, send me to the Grizzlies, what would be the right answer that would enable the Grizzlies to trade for him with respect to that $52 million player option?
I can't speak for the Grizzlies. I don't know what their version of the right answer would be. I don't think they would want to pay Jimmy Butler $52 million next season. Now, would it be a, you know, you agree to opt out and go into free agency and maybe you'll be back, maybe you won't? Or is there a, you agree to opt out in free agency, we will let you know now, we'll give you a 3-year deal, like what, starting at 40? The problem there is I don't see what is the multi-season deal big enough that Jimmy Butler would turn down a $52 million player option, but small enough that the Grizzlies would be comfortable doing it? I don't know if there's a Venn diagram overlap between those two things. I think that player option is an enormous problem, and people who are fantasy trading on the internet or on podcasts aren't dealing with it in a serious way.
If you knew that he would just not exercise it, and if so you get him in a Kawhi situation to Toronto.
If Jimmy Butler said, I'll come and play hard for the Grizzlies the rest of the season, and I will opt out of my contract, and whatever happens, I would make the trade for Jimmy Butler, yes.
Right. So that.
But I just don't believe those two things are going to happen.
Exactly, because why would you leave $52 million?
Right. And all indications are he's trying to get himself to Phoenix, because Phoenix is going to give him a massive extension. Right.
People sort of forget, like, wondering, how did this first go sour? Well, it went sour because
Miami wouldn't pay him.
Yeah. Pat Riley said some things in explaining why they wouldn't pay him. He said, well, we want a guy who's going to be available, whatever else. But the bottom line is he wanted an extension.
That's right.
He didn't get an extension, and so he then started pitching a fit.
That's part of the reason why the Grizzlies traded Jonas Valanciunas, because he wanted an extension, and they didn't want to give him an extension. Right. So they traded him and brought in Steven Adams.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
And so he's been mad ever since they didn't get the money he wanted.
With the deterioration of the relationship, ongoing deterioration of the relationship, between Butler and the Heat, and with the Suns doing this trade to break up the one pick into 3 picks and give them a little bit more maneuverability in terms of multi-team trades, I think we're probably going to end up with Jimmy Butler in Phoenix. That seems to be the way it's headed.
Yeah, Hollinger posited that they would not have done this purely for a flexibility reason if they didn't have a very firm idea of what was going
to happen. You get into like wishy-washy language with that. Mark Stein has reported they do not have the deal in place. There's a difference between in place and having an idea.
Milwaukee, under this situation, takes Bradley Beal. Isn't that the idea?
And there's different ideas out there. Detroit's been an idea people have talked about a lot.
If Milwaukee were to take Bradley Beal, what would be the thinking there?
That he's more reliable and a higher upside bet than Chris Middleton, who presumably would go out in that situation, who's had 2 ankle surgeries, and, you know.
Yeah. All right. What So you're there, and you've been watching from afar, and now you're in town. What's the scene? What was the scene like last night?
I don't know. It was good. It was not the big crowd from MLK Day, but right. It seemed to be a pretty festive atmosphere. And
They did a thing with Edie. Edie's now in the introductions.
Well, I don't know if they've done this before. It's the first time I noticed it because that's the first time I've sat courtside in a month.
Right.
But when they did I didn't tweet this out. I blue sky skeeted it out, I guess, or whatever. When they did the player introductions, the starting lineup introductions, Zach Edey stood there at the end with his hand just straight up in the air. And as the other players came out, they'd jump up to give him a high five. I thought that was kind of fun.
Speaking of, what is your experience on Blue Sky? And are you more active there than you are on X, or do you do both equally?
I do both, but I'm more active on Blue Sky. And like, I basically, at this point, I sort of only want to use the other for, links to stuff I write and news related
stuff.
Push
things out that you
but
need
just for
about.
Conversation. Talking with people about basketball and movies and things I'm interested in. It's just a much better environment at Blue Sky. Plus, I prefer the platform that doesn't give me Alex Jones videos I didn't ask for.
Right.
And that is not owned by Elon Musk.
Is there a lot of
who
people
who I don't want anything to do with?
A lot of people have shown up there who are who are there for you to talk with. I mean, there's a critical mass of people at Blue Sky now that it feels like the conversation has moved over.
I'm not trying to spend all day chatting with strangers on the internet. I don't think that's the best use of time. But yeah, no, it feels a little bit more like the old school, like Grizzlies Twitter was. It's not all the way to that, certainly, but there's less. Among the chatter, there is less argumentation. There is less I am here to fight with people on the internet, which I just don't have use for anymore.
No, I have not done it, probably because I don't want another thing, and I don't want to start fresh. But X Twitter is such trash now that I just can't stand it. So maybe I'll make the move. Chris, thanks very much. Chris's piece is up at the Daily Memphian. We're gonna play Right in the Right trivia. Jeffrey, what are we giving away?
Jeff, we got two tickets to go see Cake at Bank Plus Amphitheater, April the 18th. Win them before you can buy them. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
We'll take caller number three. The phone number is 445-0929, 445-0929. You don't have to be righter than right. That'd be great. You just have to play honorably to win two tickets to go see Cake at Bank Plus Amphitheater. Kevin Cerita will join us on the other side. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Kevin Cerrito. I just added a syllable to your name, Kevin. He's the Maestro of Fun and Games here in Memphis, Tennessee. How's it going?
It's going great, Jeff. If I want to start today with some shout-outs. Carla and James, they listen to the Jeff Calkins Show every single day. I saw them out Monday night at Cafe Eclectic, where we play Music Bingo on Mondays, Trivia Now on Tuesdays out there in Midtown at Cafe Eclectic. But big shout-out to Carla and James, loyal listeners to not only this segment but this show and this station. Also, Cliff. I saw Cliff last night at Waldo's. He's a long time. He listened to me back when I was on Saturdays on another station. Wow. But Cliff at Waldo's, shout out to him and the Bartlett Panthers that were playing trivia in Cordova at Waldo's last night. And we got some Tournament of Champions winners here. Last Saturday was the Tournament of Champions. We gave $1,000 cash away to the winners, courtesy of Jack Purtle's Chicken and Feelin' Memphis. So shout out to the champions of champions. The team name was Tick Tock, You Don't Stop. We had the top three teams were all awesome. We had to go to tiebreakers at the end. So also shout out to the runners up at the Tournament of Champions. Better Late Than Pregnant were the runners up, and third place was the school board that definitely knows what it's doing.
That's so the top three like teams. Three fine squads. There, Jeffrey, yes. Do we have a contestant here on Right of the Right Trivia?
We do indeed, Jeff. We welcome Chris in Midtown to the program.
Hello, Chris. I'm going to hand things over to Kevin, and best of luck.
All right, your job today, Chris, is try to go the distance so you get those cake tickets today. Nice. I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whichever one you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. You can steal from him one time. He can steal from you one time. We have kind of eased into officially being in the general knowledge era here of Rather Than Right Trivia. So it's a bunch of questions. All of them, though, you will be able to hear starting tonight and over the next week at Trivia Nights all around town. It's an advantage for being a loyal listener here to 92.9 ESPN. Science or math? Which one do you want to start with today, science or math?
Let's do math.
Math. How many millimeters are in a meter?
A thousand.
A thousand is correct. 1,000 millimeters in a meter. You're on the board, Jeffrey. You get science. Earlier this month, the FDA just banned what red dye number from being added to food?
Jeff talked about this.
It's true.
Did you lose me?
No, well, you're here. You're still here. We got you. It's Jeffrey. He's trying to get a red dye.
I got a 50-50 guess. I'm going to say 3.
3 is correct.
Red dye number 3 is correct. And it's tied at 1-2-1. Back to Chris.
4-3. All right. Movies or music, Chris? Movies or music?
Let's do music.
Music. Kesha's debut single was the top song of 2010 and shares its name with what popular app?
TikTok.
Chris is a formidable opponent, Jeffrey. Can't you sense that already?
I knew I was in trouble when I found out he's born the same year I am.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, so you get your matchup and knowledge here. And the confidence of his answers, it's 2-1. Over to Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, you got movies here. Dr. Alan, Dr. Ellie, and Dr. Ian are all recurring characters in what film series?
film series?
Film series, yes. Dr. Allen, Dr. Ellie, and Dr. Ian are all recurring characters in what film series? Jeffrey, definitely you're off to a rocky start here today.
Yeah, I'm trying to like...
Not nearly as quick as your opponent.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I'm going to say like Alien.
That is incorrect. Chris, you have an opportunity to steal one time. Do you want to?
I have no idea. No steal.
All right. The correct answer is Jurassic Park.
Oh,
Jurassic
God.
Park. Those are your Jurassic Park. Some of your Jurassic Park characters there.
Still 2-1. We're 2-1. Chris has the lead. Yep.
Chris with the lead. History or Harry Potter, Chris?
Let's do history.
History. Which of the following is the closest country to the shipwreck of the Titanic? I'm going to give you four choices. This is a multiple choice question. Keep in mind, Jeffrey can steal if you select the wrong answer. A is United States. B is England. C is Canada. D is Iceland. Which of those countries is closest to the shipwreck of the Titanic? The United States, England, Canada, or Iceland?
I'm going to Iceland.
Iceland is incorrect. Jeffrey. Oh,
Jeffrey has an opportunity to steal.
Oh, God.
Do you want to steal?
I
or do you want to save it?
What are the options? Canada?
So United Canada, States, US? England, or Canada? Yeah.
I'm going to save it.
He's going to save it. The correct answer is Canada. Oh, Canada. C is closest to the shipwreck of the Titanic. Jeffrey, you get a Harry Potter question. Who gave Harry Potter a wooden flute for Christmas in the first book? Was it A, Hermione, B, Hagrid, C, Ron Weasley, or D, Dumbledore?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say Hagrid.
You're going to say the correct answer.
Oh, ties it up.
Hagrid.
This is very tense. This is like watching a Bills game for me. Okay, it's not exactly. But anyway, it's 2-2, and back to Chris.
Yeah, don't leave and go to the movies. So.
Yeah.
For a walk.
That is my plan. I ended up going for a walk the other day. I had to remove myself, but I go ahead. Anyway, it's 2-2.
If you're for a walk, make sure you take your key card with you.
Yes, I didn't do that yesterday.
UK or TV? UK or TV?
Let's do TV.
TV. In the world of television production, what... container lends its name to certain episodes that use a minimal cast, one location, and are generally meant to be cheap to make. And I'll repeat that for you. No, you can. In the world of television, what container lends its name to certain episodes that use a minimal cast, one location, and are generally meant to be cheap to make?
Tupperware.
That is incorrect. Jeffrey, you have not stolen, right?
I'm not stolen. I'm going to steal, but I'm worried. I'm going to say the can.
Can is incorrect.
Dang
incorrect
it.
On the steal.
What's the correct?
We're looking for bottle. A bottle episode. A bottle episode. That's the container.
Still
2-2,
but Jeffrey has control of the board.
We're going to the UK now. Not to be confused with people on the margins, what is the British term for what Americans would know as bangs? B-A-N-G. What is the British term for what Americans would know as bangs?
Bangs.
It's not to be confused with people on the margins.
Bangs.
Margin.
Have you ever got your haircut in the UK, Jeffrey?
Fringe.
Fringe is correct.
Yeah.
Fringe is correct.
Fringe.
What's
is
the score?
Correct. It's 3-2. Are we done with regulation? I've lost track in the excitement.
We are. We're heading to the end.
All right. So let me see how many Jeffrey's wagering here. Jeffrey, hold up fingers. Okay. Chris, you want to wager both your points? What's your strategy here?
Let's go all in, baby.
All right. And Jeffrey's also wagering too. So we'll go to Chris first.
All right, Chris, we're going to slogans here to wrap up. Do you want question A or B?
A.
Question A. Slogans. What airline has used the slogan on top of the world?
Alaska Air.
A quick answer that is incorrect. Oh, that is incorrect.
I'll be honest, the speed had me persuaded that he was nailing it. What is it?
Is it Delta?
It's Delta.
Yeah.
Delta on top of the
on
world.
On top of the world. So Jeffrey's going to win, but we got to play to the final whistle. We got to run through the tape.
He could technically tie. Would say.
I guess he could technically tie.
I miss
he
it.
Could steal. You miss, he steals. Go ahead.
All right. Think different was the slogan for what tech company, Jeffrey?
Apple.
Apple is correct. There you
there
go.
There you go. That
Jeffrey wins.
Ends this one 5-0. But it was much closer than that. Chris, nice game. Jeffrey, do you think he played honorably?
He most certainly did. I've already got all his right. information. Chris, thank you, Chris.
Appreciate it. Kevin, where can people figure out where you're going to be? You and your minions.
Yes, yeah, so CerritoEntertainment.com. We got 4 trivia nights happening tonight where you will hear one or more of these questions. Plus, we got music bingo, which is free to play and requires zero knowledge. All you got to do is enjoy music and food and great times to enjoy music bingo. The full schedule is up at CerritoEntertainment.com, and hopefully we'll see you all somewhere tonight.
All right, we got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's see. We got a few things we haven't touched on, Jeffrey. First of all, the Oscar nominations dropped today. So, Best Picture, here we go. Ready? Have you seen it? That's the simple question.
Yep.
And then you got to give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Okay? Anora.
I've not seen it.
Okay, so you can't give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. But we've talked about that when Chris Harrington liked it. The Brutalist.
I've not seen it.
I don't recall. Did we talk to that one about Chris? Did we talk to Chris?
Maybe. I mean, I do know what the movie is. I just haven't seen it.
What is it?
It's the it's Adrian Brody is escaping the Nazis and he comes to America as an architect.
Okay. A Complete Unknown.
I've not seen it. Bob Dylan movie.
I've seen it. I liked it. I recommend it. Thumbs up. Conclave.
I've not seen it, but I have seen Angels and Demons.
I do want to see Conclave. I think I will maybe on video at some point see it. But we can't really give it a Dune Part 2.
I have seen it.
And?
Thumbs up.
I've seen it. Thumbs down.
You didn't see Dune.
I actually did. I went back and I watched all of the, there's like an 18 minute, but
recap.
It's really not that. It's that I don't like fan. I don't, it's not my, Science, not my kind of film. I don't like sci-fi. So it's really not that. Whatever. Emilia Perez.
Not seen it.
Me either. I'm Still Here.
Don't even know what it is. I thought that was the Joaquin Phoenix movie from like a decade ago where he went kind of like...
I thought it was the presidential race.
Okay.
Yeah, the inauguration. But no, anyway, no, it's... I haven't... Okay, Nickel Boys. That one Chris has talked about extensively, right?
And, nope.
And I haven't seen it either. The Substance. That one is supposedly the most gruesome movie.
Nope.
And Wicked.
Nope.
Well, we're not really the people to
yep.
to weigh in on this then. We've seen between us a total, well, I've seen 2 and you've seen 1, which fits given that you've got a small
17
child.
17-month-old, yeah.
Exactly right. So there's that. Okay. So next thing we haven't, we haven't.
And there was football season.
And there was football season. The next thing we haven't, well, it was a whole year. There mm-hmm. was a football season. There was literally a whole year, Jeffrey,
yeah,
that went by.
Which means a whole year watching season. Sports on television.
So we have a new mock draft. And
yes.
You know on this show we endorse mock drafts. This one from Mel Kiper. He has, contrary to, I mentioned that the Titans GM said they will not pass up on a generational talent at number 1. He has them taking Cam Ward. He has them taking Cam Ward. So there you go. Says, I'm sure new general manager will listen to trade offers here, but his real decision come down to Ward versus Colorado Shedeur Sanders. I actually have Sanders ranked 1 spot ahead of Ward on my big board. Ward has the early top pick buzz around the league, though, so that's where I'm leaning for now. He extends plays with his creativity, mobility, and strong arm. Ward led the nation with 39 touchdown passes this season, and he'd help put the Titans back on track. Cleveland Browns then would take Travis Hunter. So there you go. Says taking Shedeur Sanders isn't out of the question, given that Deshaun Watson, right Achilles,
yep.
You know, whatever, and James Winston is James Winston. Plus, he's a free agent. But anyway, Travis Hunter, 2. Your New York Giants, Shedeur Sanders. And the first sentence, this is the best case scenario for the Giants. You don't believe in it simply because you think he's got a thin skin and won't flourish in New York.
Yes, I
do, however, I'm interested.
How about
in,
a big personality and will flourish in New York? Was the guy to embrace New York?
Yeah, still the problem is thin skin.
And he's got Malik Nabers to throw to.
I do think Shador is the better of the two quarterbacks. So in that case scenario, I would be happy. The problem that I'm wondering is Shador's been the number one guy for so long that I'm wondering if a lot of the Cam Ward buzz is boredom.
The fourth pick I hate.
Abdul Carter.
It's the Pats.
Yep.
And I was rejoicing when they beat the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped out. But in the end, they get a quarterback destructor in Abdul Carter from Penn State. So that's not good. Maybe the best player in the draft, mm-hmm. honestly.
He might almost be as big as Josh.
The best player at a value at the most valuable position in the draft is well, I mean quarterback, because I whatever. Then you got Mason Graham from Michigan going to Jacksonville, Atetero McMillan going to the Raiders.
Who's throwing in the ball?
That's unclear. You only solve one problem at a time, Jeffrey.
Fair.
Michael Williams from Georgia going to the Jets. Jalon Walker from Georgia going to the Panthers. Will Johnson from Michigan, the corner who was injured, going to the Saints. Will Campbell, the guard from LSU, going to the Bears. Other players of interest, you did have Ashton Gentry going to the Broncos at 20. You had James Pierce at some point goes off the board here. He's a first rounder. Most people believe, yeah, there he is. He goes to Detroit. That makes sense, right?
Yes.
Bolster that defense. He goes to Detroit at 28. And Walter Nolan. Do you think Walter Nolan's going to be good from Ole Miss? Defensive tackle? He goes to the Chiefs. God, I would hate that.
There's some questions about his knee. If he's healthy, I think he's I think he's very, very good. I mean, he'd be like new Chris Jones. So congratulations.
They already have Chris Jones. I don't need him adding Walter Nolan. So there you go. I did want to update you. I had written a column about the Central High Jazz Band, which has won the right to go compete at Lincoln Center, worldwide jazz competition, and this underfunded band from Central High School and their fabulous director, Ollie Liddell, have won a trip to go compete at Lincoln Center. And they put up a GoFundMe. And I wrote a column about it. You can read it at the Daily Memphian. And I also put up the link to the GoFundMe on Twitter or X. But I think we started today, Jeffrey, at 12,000. Is that
yep.
what I said? And now we're up to 9. They need 30 to get to New York. And now we're up to 19. So
let's see if we can get there by the end of the day.
I really do appreciate the enthusiasm of you. Listen, it hasn't been a pleasant few weeks in folks who care about Memphis schools, but this was trying to just shine a light on what happens in Memphis schools, like the good stuff. And at every school throughout the county, there's good stuff, miraculous stuff happening, educators pouring themselves into kids. And maybe that's where the focus should be. Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, also wanted to give you the other breaking news. We do have a report that the Cowboys are closing in on the deal to make Brian Schottenheimer their head coach.
Brian Schottenheimer, that's going to fire him up.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Drew Hill will join their program today. Eric Hasseltine, Jason Smith will join Cobb and I today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. It's Thursday, so that means Jeff will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for Now Work is Done.